he's got loads of experience there. He's worked under some top managers there, and obviously he'll have picked up a lot of points. He's been recently with Kenny Dalglish, and when you've been with Mourinho, you know, that tells you something. Mourinho doesn't stand for any mugs around him. So, eventually he'll have wanted to be his own man, get a manager's job or head coach, as they call now. So, hopefully, you know, he can just carry on. But, I mean, I'm hoping that he can just carry on the good work that Roy Hodgson's done. You know, it's he's established Albion into a good Premiership side in the last couple of years. I mean, there, and I think all Albion fans just want the new man, whoever comes in. Well, it's Steve Clarke now, to just continue progressing and obviously just improve the side even more.
Yeah, because the good thing for Albion is that he's not coming in. It's not a new manager coming in under a bad scenario, under a tough spell. It's kind of a clean slate, if you will. But there's a lot of good work that's already been done.
Well, yeah, the foundations have been laid, I think, by Roy Hodgson, definitely. And it's up to the new head coach to just keep the progress going, actually, because they've got some good players there at the Albion now. You know, where they've got some good individuals. But in the main, I think the biggest improvement last season was that they worked as a team, they worked as a unit, you know, good players within the unit. And they all, at the end of the day, when Roy went, they all knew that what the jobs were to be done on match days. And I'm sure that's, hopefully, the new man will continue that.
Because, like what we said, it is his first manager's job. However, we talked about his experience and working under people like Jose Mourinho, and you knew Sir Bobby Robson really well from his time at Albion. You know, working under someone like him, again, it's just all great experience that hopefully he's going to take into being his own man.
Of course, obviously, and you do. You pick up all the good points from all the good people you work with, whatever trade you do in life. You know, you pick up the good points and you throw the bad ones away. And I'm sure that's what Steve Clarke will have done. And all we can do at the Albion now is the club's made the appointment. A lot of people have been asking me in the last few days, you know, do I know anything? I don't really know a lot about him at all, Steve. But what we'll have to do, all the supporters, you know, myself, and that, just get behind him. That's all you have to do. A new man comes in, everybody gets behind him, gives him 100% support, and that's the way to do it. We're all pulling the same way.
Yeah, from the Albion fans we've spoke to, it seems like they've welcomed this appointment because they've got faith in Albion. You know, people like Dan Ashworth, he does his homework, doesn't he? I mean, when they appointed Roberto Di Matteo, some people wondered, but he did a great job. Yeah. And obviously Roy Hodgson, they've got a good track record of appointments.
Well, that's right, yeah. And before Roberto, Tony Mowbray came in, and he got us promoted as well. So, you know, they have got it right, the last three managers. And, you know, we're just hopefully that, I'm sure that they'll have made the right appointments again this time. Because, as you say, you look at Steve Clarke's credentials, and, you know, they're very, very good. A lot of experience there, like we've just spoken about. And, He'll have his own ideas. He's the number one man now. He'll have his own ideas to put into operation. And as I say, you know, everybody's got to be behind the fans. But in the main people that have got to get behind him are the players, Steve. They're the ones that do it on the Saturday. They're the ones that get results. And they've got to get behind the manager, 100%, every one of them. And that's it, like I've said before, you know, just carry the club forward.